The Gaily Planet, The Final Frontier. These are the voyages of Lark and Jesse. Our continuing mission, to provide you with humorous yet ruthless analysis, to seek out queer takes and explore every gay subtext, to boldly say what no one has said before. Hello, and welcome to The Gaily Planet, The Final Frontier, a podcast where two queer nerds talk about Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm Lark Malachi Gray.
And I am Jesse Blount. And this is our official announcement that we are becoming a Star Trek podcast.
Woo! Yay! We did it.
Specifically, Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah. Thank you all, everyone who, like, gave us feedback and, you know, participated in our polls, and especially to all of our patrons who have been so incredible in helping us figure out what we've been doing. The overwhelming response has been like, fuck yeah, this is great. Like, even from people who are like, I don't care about Star Trek, but like, wow, is it fun to listen to you talk about this? The number of people who have been like, I'm watching Star Trek for the first time because you're going to talk about it. I don't know if there's like a more flattering thing that anyone could say than that.
Honestly, yeah.
Right?
I feel like I keep seeing things about how everyone's over shows having six episodes a season and like 3 years between a season. So it's like, let's just watch stuff from the 80s and 90s that had a 22 or 30 episode season and like 6 to 8 seasons. And this is a good thing to watch for that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah. So as you can see in your podcast app, this isn't just like a 2-minute announcement. We actually are going to take some time to introduce ourselves to all of you who are joining us brand new for our Star Trek journey. You know, we're going to do that thing that I think currently as of March 2024, viral TikTok sound where someone's like listing off all of their identities and people are like, LOL, dating in Portland is like, we're going to do that because I personally find that when podcast hosts share identities that I have, it makes me want to listen to them more. And it's nice to just be like, here are the things that like you might be looking for more people who share those experiences. I have these ones. So we're going to do that. And then also talk about, you know, who we are and what we do and stuff. Jesse, do you want to start?
I can definitely start. Hi, everyone. I'm Jesse. My pronouns are she, they, which for longtime listeners who are not patrons might be news to you, but is new. Yay. I am a Black queer nerd who is queer both in my gender and in my sexuality. Yay.
The best kind.
The best kind, honestly. and I also have the dynamic depression ADH combination. So if folks are wondering why.
ADHD.
What did I say?
Just, you forgot the final D, which is like the most ADHD thing.
Yes. Yes. The dynamic depression ADHD duo, which is why it takes us a long time to respond to your emails and messages. And I also have all the dyslexia. So if you're wondering why I pronounce things weird or incorrectly, that is why.
Yeah. And if you ever feel inclined to send us an email or like leave a review that includes anything about the way that Jesse pronounces things, you're going to get stern bad vibes from me. So don't do that.
You know,
I got a lot of Scorpio in my chart, as we'll get to, and you don't want bad vibes from me, so just say.
Yeah, I am also a humongous animal weirdo in that I foster animals, do a lot of volunteering with animals, love my incredibly spampered. Oh my God, spoiled and my incredibly spoiled.
That's a portmanteau.
That is a portmanteau. Surprised it doesn't actually exist. That
I know. I'm Samper. Like, that seems like such an internet word.
My incredibly spoiled and pampered cat Winnie. And also, I love animal facts and learning about animals and talking about animals. So that is why, even in a show mainly about aliens, you're going to hear a lot of biology for me.
Hell yeah.
And just in general, like, I am just incredibly curious, like, culture nerd. So I love I consume television, movies, podcasts, books. I love reading about the industry of those things, like people analyzing those things. So that's why there's sometimes be some really random tangents and connections, because I spend a lot of time thinking about art and culture in my brain pan. And also modern design, which there's a lot of in Star Trek. So you're going to be getting a lot of this obscure 1950s furniture designer who has, like, really ridiculous modern furniture. And now it's a sci-fi background.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, if you're also new, I feel like I love the phrase feminist killjoy, which is, I think I use it, I don't want to say ironically, because I firmly believe that you can obviously not only enthusiastically enjoy a thing, but also enthusiastically critique the bad things and the rough things about the things that you love.
Yeah, because that's, like, the only fun way to talk about a thing. Otherwise, you're just, I don't know, reciting a list of facts or something.
Right. Or you're fighting other people for being critical about it. And you're like, how dare you critique the thing that I love? And it's like, this is how art gets better. Like, this, there's literally a whole body of the, I want to say English canon. Not that I care about the English canon, but there's, like, a whole body of, like, work about critiquing media and art. And that is what helps us move forward and create other kinds of art.
Totally.
That got much more philosophical than I think I intended to get in this bio myself.
I think it's perfect. The goal of this is to help people know what they're getting into. And I think trailing off into philosophical content is, like, definitely part of what we do.
It sure is.
Yeah. All right. So I am Lark. My pronouns are he, him. I am a trans masculine person. Trans man. Yeah.
Sure.
I like trans mask. Great. Trans boy. I prefer fag. That's actually the masculine gender marker that I use.
Yeah. So I feel like that is how I want my gender to be as soon as I can grow more facial hair.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to be perceived as a dandy faggot. That's just, at least by gay people, who knows how the fuck cis people are going to perceive me. Don't actually.
Their opinions don't matter.
Actually, don't perceive me as how I would like to be perceived.
Yeah. All right. Yes. So I'm also queer. I am autistic and also ADHD. So, like, it's fun running this podcast, just the two of us with our distractible brains. In fun things, I am a Pisces, Scorpio rising, and moon. LOL, that's not fun. That's terrible.
You know, I feel like everyone says that. I'm like, do you not want to have fun in your life? I don't know.
Oh, I meant my specific chart isn't fun.
Fair.
It's being a triple water sign is not fun. It's just a lot of crying. But yeah, what else? This is my job, making the podcast that we make. It's my full-time job. It's what I do all day while I'm working. So not just the recording part, also the editing and producing and making all of our merch and everything. And also I just, like, do art all the time. I feel like since the pandemic started, if I'm, like, not working, I'm basically making art and, like, watching Doctor Who on repeat. That's the majority of my life. And yeah, I live with my husband and our two dogs, Rufio and Inigo Montoya. And I designed a tarot deck called Under the Bed Tarot. That's really cool.
It's so cool. You should.
Thank you.
Y'all, if you're interested in tarot, you should, and you're interested specifically in a not gendered tarot deck, should definitely check it out.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. If you're in Portland and you want to get it without paying for shipping, you can buy it at Iridescent Daydream, which is a really cute little all queer artist shop that you should go to. Yeah. I like watching the hummingbirds out my window and playing outside and watching the same five TV shows on repeat forever. That's my life.
I mean, in a lot of ways, living your best life, I feel.
Totally. Yes. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit about hashtag Ruthless? Listeners, I did the thing where like a rainbow should have come out of my hand as I like arced it over my head and like the words hashtag Ruthless should have appeared in the rainbow.
Yes. So we make, as of this recording, three other podcasts, two and a half other podcasts. So we have, we do obviously the Gaily Planet, which is now a Star Trek podcast. We also have Escape from Reality, which is we have read the Simon Snow series by Rainbow Rowell. So if you like gay people and gay magical people doing stuff, sometimes being in a school of magic that's not problematic, you should definitely listen. We also just wrapped up the Gay Pirate podcast, which was about the show Our Flag Means Death. We are still going to release some goodies on that feed. And lastly, as a Patreon-only exclusive, we have We Are the Gayers, which is us chaotically rewatching the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I say chaotically because we are going in order of seasons that we like and not in chronological order.
We do the seasons in chronological order, but we do the episodes of the seasons within... Oh, God. How can it, never mind. Also, it comes out on the full moon because that's fun to us.
Yes. We watched the season itself chronologically, but we started with season 4, which is the best season of Buffy. And now we're on season 2 because those are two of the best seasons of that show. And so if you like Buffy or want to get into Buffy, you could become our patron and listen to that.
Our Patreon is non-hierarchical because, as you'll hear us say all the time, we are anti-capitalist punks. We don't believe in ranking how much you value our work by how much you can afford to pay for our work. And also, we trust that people will pay what they can afford to pay, even if we offer them a cheaper tier for the same content. And people do, because everyone is better than society wants us to believe that they are. And that's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, any tier gets you access to that. And since this is my full-time job, that you are, our patrons are the people who pay my bills. So that's rad.
You are literally keeping the lights on for Lark.
Yep.
I have a day job because working remotely was not working for me for a variety of reasons. But yes. We are 100% listener supported. There are no ads except for the ones that we tell you to join our Patreon because, again, anti-capitalist punks.
Yeah, or our sticker club is another like monthly way that you can support us, where I draw a sticker and mail it to you every month. And they're very cute.
And there are a variety of designs, not just fandom related. So if you or someone you know is interested and doesn't just want to receive fandom-specific or obvious fandom merch, our sticker club is excellent for that.
Yeah.
You should definitely check out our sticker club, or our website where we have merch that also supports us.
Yeah. And also we're on Instagram. It's the only social media we are still on at this moment because that landscape is a nightmare, but
truly.
We are there at hashtag Ruthless Pods and we post funny like art and memes for every episode and videos of us, like clips of us recording and other things. It's fun and cute and you should follow us there. Yeah. I guess before we leave, we need to acknowledge that if you scroll back in our feed long enough, you will find Harry Potter content. And that is because we started this podcast in 2018 as a Harry Potter podcast. Obviously, it is no longer, and that is not because we finished talking about book 7. It is because J.K. Rowling is a trash human, and we could no longer in good conscience or with good feelings talk about her work. So you are in a safe place, even though there is Harry Potter in our past.
Yes. And we will not, in fact, bring up Harry Potter in this podcast. So
nope.
So no, no, no references to that.
Unless it's to talk about how a thing is better than that thing. I do feel like it still comes up sometimes when we're like, look at this exposition. It's good. Unlike the exposition in Harry Potter.
Fair. Very fair. So yeah, in conclusion, we are very excited to talk about Star Trek The Next Generation. This is classic excellent sci-fi in general, but also just like, it's just like a bunch of friends in space and their socialism. I'm like, I don't know, like what more, like having adventures. I'm just like, what more do you want in a television Truly. Show? Yeah, this is an excellent thing to just put on when you're doing a thing or you want a cozy show to watch. And you're like, I want to be both soothed and be interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now that we're done releasing season two of the Gay Pirate Podcast, we're back to our every 2 weeks schedule. So even if you don't listen to our other shows, you will still get us much more frequently than you have been for these last few months while we've been doing that show. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming on this journey with us. And until next time.
Two to beam up.
Until next time.
I was like, engage. I don't know.
It's two to beam up.
It's two to beam up. All right.